This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The Election Commission is promoting environmentally sustainable elections during the ensuing Lok Sabha and Assembly polls. The Commission has issued directions to election machinery and political parties to minimize use of paper for voter list and electoral materials. The poll body has emphasized on the use of e-books and e-documents and asked to ensure double-side printing and layout optimization. The directions have been issued to encourage electronic mode of communication during the ensuing polls. The Commission has asked the election machinery and political parties to avoid single-use plastic completely and ensure separate collection bins and proper signage during the Lok Sabha and Assembly polls for eco-friendly elections. Ensuring adequate disposal facilities for each type of waste, promoting eco-friendly vehicles for transport, as well as encouraging carpooling and public transport during the polls have also been highlighted by the poll panel. Meghalaya government is planning to launch non-stop direct flight services from Umrao Airport to five cities in the country. According to official sources, the proposed flight services will connect Umrao Airport with Delhi, Mumbai, Hyderabad, Bengaluru and Chennai. It was also learnt that a tender has been floated by the Transport Department, inviting proposals from eligible bidders for selection of an airline operator to provide flight services for the sector Delhi-Shillong-Delhi, Mumbai-Shillong-Mumbai, Hyderabad-Shillong-Hyderabad, Bengaluru-Shillong-Bengaluru, Chennai-Shillong-Chennai. The last date for submission of technical and financial bids is April 24th. The technical bids will be opened on April 26th, while the date for opening of financial bids will be announced later. Sitting Congress MP Vincent H. Pala will file his nomination papers today for the upcoming Lok Sabha election from Shillong Parliamentary Constituency. Similarly, Voice of the People's Party VPP candidate Ricky A.G. Sincon will file his papers today. Meghalaya will go to polls on April 19 to elect the MPs for both Shillong and Tura seats. So far, two candidates have filed a nomination. They include MPP candidate Amprun Lingda and independent candidate Peter Shalom. Both of them filed their papers on 22nd this month. The last day of filing nomination for the first phase of the election is March 27th. The scrutiny will be done on March 28th and the last day for withdrawal of nomination is March 30th. In Manipur, the Naga People's Front candidate for Manipur Outer Parliamentary Constituency, K. Timothy Zimek, and Manipur People's Party candidate for Manipur Inner Parliamentary Constituency, R. K. Somarendro, filed their nomination papers yesterday. So far, only two candidates have filed the nomination papers for the upcoming Lok Sabha election 2024. However, Congress had already announced their candidates for both inner and outer Lok Sabha seats in Manipur. But none of them filed the nomination papers till yesterday. The NPF candidate for outer Lok Sabha, T. K. Timothy Zinnick, filed his nomination papers to Deputy Commissioner of Thobul District, who is returning officer for outer Lok Sabha, while MPP candidate for inner Lok Sabha, R. K. Somarendra, filed his nomination paper to Deputy Commissioner of Imphal West District. Somarendra is a well-known film actor of Manipur. Another film actor from the state, T.H. Maheshwar, who is National Secretary of the RPI, Athawale, has already announced that he will contest in inner Lok Sabha seats. BJP already declared that the party will support the candidate of the NPF, while its candidate for inner Lok Sabha seat in Manipur is yet to be finalized. In Nagaland, People's Democratic Alliance yesterday kicked off the election campaign for the general election to the lone Lok Sabha seat in Nagaland, which is slated to be held on April 19th. The PDA consists of Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, Bharatiya Janata Party, Nationalist Congress Party, Janata Dal U, RPI Athawala, LJP Ramvilas, National People's Party, Naga People's Front and Independent Party. The PDA is fielding a consensus candidate, Dr. Chungben Murray, former Minister and Present Advisor to Chief Minister Nagaland. Sikkim Krantikari Morcha has announced its candidates for the elections to the Legislative Assembly in the state. 32 Sikkim Assembly seats and the lone Lok Sabha seat in the state are slated to go to polls together on April 19th. The SKM announced its candidature for elections to all the 32 Assembly seats and the lone Lok Sabha seat in Sikkim. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.